The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee and Seth Boies with the Dickinson County News. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, could you talk about your statement on the House prescription drug CBO score?
Well, your question is about my statement on CBO scores. It boils down to the fact that what the House is doing is not bipartisan. And by the way that they want to do business, have the government do negotiating. And there's not much negotiating with the government. They kind of dictate prices. You tend to limit formulary. So let's go back to 2003 when I wrote Part D of Medicare. We wanted at that time, and still holds true today, we want the government to make available anything that a doctor wants to prescribe. So that means you shouldn't have any limitation on formula. Or if some plans have a limitation on formula, then you maybe have 30 different plans you can choose from. So you can get someplace, you can get the drugs that your doctor wants you to have. Whereas if you negotiate prices, you tend to limit the formulary. In other words, the government's going to say that we're not going to let the doctor prescribe this drug or that drug. And we know that to be a fact because Part D has very broad formulary where the Veterans Administration does what you call negotiating prices or setting prices. And the formulary for veterans is about two-thirds what it is for other senior citizens that are on Part D. Seth.
Yes, thank you. I heard that there's progress on the trade negotiations with Japan, and I know a lot of voices in Congress are saying that's going to provide leverage for the trade wars with China. Would you agree that that's the case, and how do you kind of see that playing out?
I think any place where we can reach agreements, including, and more importantly, maybe getting USMCA passed by the Congress of the United States, it enhances our credibility negotiating with any other country, but particularly it's going to enhance our negotiations with China. But also don't forget last Friday, the president announced a partial agreement with China. In other words, there's an agreement with China, but it's not everything we wanted to negotiate with China, but making progress with China. Now, I wouldn't want to say that's because the president was successful with Japan or South Korea or Mexico and Canada. It's probably because the Chinese economy was hurting as a result of the tariffs that we put on. Back to Nikki.
Senator, I have a question regarding where we're standing at in health care. For example, you know, I keep getting these phone calls from all these people that saying that they want to do health care for me. Okay. So then I finally took a call, and they asked me if I had any pre-existing conditions. And, of course, I said, well, I'm a cancer survivor. I have diabetes, diverticulitis, arthritis. And then they hung up on me. My question is, it wasn't pre-existing conditions anymore. But
were they trying to sell you a policy?
Yes. So my question is on that one, where are we standing on health care? And are they going to be able to start shutting people down with the pre-existing conditions?
The answer is no. My guess is that these people are trying to sell you what you call a short-term policy. And under Obamacare, Obama was going to limit the short-term policies to 3 months because he didn't want them to be sold. This administration is looking a little more towards giving people more choice, so he's going to allow these short-term policies to be sold up till 3 years. And on those short-term policies, they don't have the same requirements as pre-existing conditions. But every policy that comes in under Obamacare, in other words, what you call bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, those all have to cover pre-existing conditions. And by the way, the president has made it very clear that if the courts would rule Obamacare unconstitutional, that we're going to have as one of the priorities when we write a bill post-Obamacare. And this would only be if the courts declare it unconstitutional, because we'll never have the votes to do it otherwise. But we're going to always cover pre-existing conditions. In fact, I've co-sponsored legislation to ensure coverage is available for people with pre-existing conditions. And Senator Tom Tillis is the leader of that point of view in the Senate. Seth?
Going back to a little bit of agriculture, just given those markets we were talking about earlier, I know you just got into the field harvest recently, I think. Do you feel like any of those changes to the markets are going to be in time to impact the harvest and the market and what Iowa farmers are going to get this season?
If you do, it'll be after the first of the year for this reason. that with a pretty good harvest coming in, and the fact that 9 out of 10 years, the prices at harvest time are always lower than they are any other time of the year, I would expect the harvesting season to govern prices until you get into next year. Nikki?
In one of your releases, could you describe to us what does Medicare fraud evolve?
Yeah, it would do away with private health insurance. Everybody would be on Medicare as we know it now, and you'd probably end up, and remember, Medicare today doesn't pay doctors the full cost and the hospitals the full cost. So basically, you'd be paying everybody in healthcare about 11% less than what they're getting right now. You'd probably close a whole bunch of rural hospitals and probably not having a shortage of doctors as long as they don't get reimbursed enough to pay off their debt. Seth?
Kind of spinning off of that, as it's my understanding, too, private insurances don't necessarily pay doctors the full amount as well. So how do you feel that that factors into those claims?
The difference there is that's whatever private doesn't pay, that's negotiations that go on in the private sector. Those are true negotiations, whereas the government sets the price that they're going to pay for Medicare. Back to Nikki.
Senator, could you tell us about the upcoming deadline for the Grassley nomination to U.S. Service Academies and how they can do that?
Well, first of all, what we put out right now is for next year, because we have an October 1st deadline that you have to have your applications completed. So the people that are in the pool right now will be announced sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So when we put out these announcements, it's for the people that will want a year from now to apply, or starting right now to apply, but it goes through next year till October the 1st to complete your file. And if anybody's interested in this, there's a staff person by the name of Hannah in my Des Moines office in the federal building in Des Moines that can help people with any details that they have. It's pretty simple, though, to get started. Just simply write me or me and Ernst or Ernst and me and your congresswoman or congressman. You can get three letters out, or you can get one out or two out, whatever you want to do. But any one of them will start your file. Back to Seth.
I saw that you recently sent a letter to the IRS regarding the NRA's tax status. I understand that some people are calling for them to lose some of their tax status because of possible Russian influence. So if you would just talk a little bit about that, and is it that there isn't sufficient evidence of influence, or that it's not something that should take away their tax status?
Yeah, it would be more of a generic approach, but using the requests of some senators to investigate NRA. Be very cautious so you don't do what Lois Lerner was her name. In 2011 and 12, I think it was, she started looking at every conservative organization, very few liberal organizations, and when they were asking for tax-exempt status, just drag her feet and drag her feet and drag her feet, because people in the last administration didn't like conservative nonprofit groups that were involved in electioneering and wanted to hold it up so they wouldn't have an impact on the reelection of Obama. And they were outed, and we don't want that repeated. That's why I sent my reminder to the IRS.
Thank you, Nikki and Seth, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.